Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, the Church celebrates Holy Trinity Sunday. We will confess the mystery of the divine nature in a few minutes after the sermon. God is three distinct persons, all of whom share a single substance. We confess God, the loving Father, who created and sustains this world. We confess God, the obedient Son, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant and dying on the cross in obedience to his Father's wishes that we might be saved from our sinful nature. We confess the comforting Holy Spirit, the advocate who draws us closer to God and reshapes us to be more like God. We will confess that this is a great mystery, one which we do not understand, but which we take on faith. And nowhere is this mystery more apparent than in our Old Testament reading today from Proverbs, in which wisdom itself takes voice and speaks to us the mysteries of God. Proverbs 8 talks about wisdom's place in the creation account, that wisdom was there before God laid into the foundations of the earth. Ages ago, I was set up at the... starting from verse 22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with waters, before the mountains, before the hills, before he had made the earth, wisdom was there. And it is in his wisdom that God put the earth into motion. It was by his wisdom that God laid the foundations of the earth and established the oceans. Wisdom made active contributions to God's work of creation. And we see this in the earth all around us. The fact that each of our body parts functions together in perfect harmony is a testament to wisdom's role in creating us. The fact that multi-celled organisms can even exist is something that could not be if a wise God had not created us. The systems within our ecosystem that work together so that our earth can sustain life show wisdom in design. The harmony of all the elements which make our planet habitable is only possible through wisdom. And it is in his wisdom that God continues to provide everything that we need. God knows so much better than we do exactly what we need and what we want, which would only hurt us, and gives us what we need and does not give us what harms. When we pray for God to provide for us, we are trusting that in his wisdom, he will only give us those things that will help us. We see God's wisdom in the created world as natural wisdom, things that work together according to a natural order. However, where we see God's wisdom at play most is through the revealed wisdom which reveals to us God in redemption, in sanctification. That in redemption, the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 19, Paul says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart." It is not in the world's wisdom that we are saved. Again, the next verse says, "Not God made foolish the wisdom of the world." God's wisdom is so much greater than our own, and it is only through his wisdom that we know and receive the gift of redemption. It doesn't make sense to our human way of thinking for God to actually condescend to become a man. And yet, that is what he did, because God loves us so much. In his wisdom, this was the only way for him to achieve his desired result, that is our salvation, is for God to become man. And so rather than destroy this world and start over, in his wisdom, God decided to step into his creation and to redeem his creation by sending his son Jesus to live as one of us, to die as one of us, and to rise that we also might rise. In 1 Corinthians again, Paul says, "Since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach, that is, through the folly of the cross, to save those who believe. For us who are called, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, and it is through Christ that we are saved." The wisdom of God secures our redemption from sins, but it even goes one better and remakes us in his image. God's wisdom is made known to us by his Spirit through the church, that through his holy word and through his precious sacraments, God shows us his wisdom. Through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. It is through wisdom that we know and understand God working through his word. God's wisdom does one better and conforms and transforms us to his image, the image of God which was placed on us in creation, but which has been marred by the fall, is remade in us through God's wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we read in Proverbs, and it is through the fear of the Lord that we become wise to God. And God's wisdom continues to remake us to be in his image so that we might know him perfectly. And now here's the kicker for you. The wisdom of God in Proverbs 8 is actually another name for Jesus. The Son of God is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is the word which God spoke and created all things. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. God the Father made the world and everything in it, including us, through Jesus. Through Jesus, he redeems us from our ingrown human, sinful nature and makes us to be forgiven and cleansed. And in his wisdom and through his means of grace, the Holy Spirit conforms us to God's image and remakes us to be his people, chosen and set apart from the foundation of the world to worship and serve our triune God in all that we do and say. Thank God for his wisdom. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.